Welcome, everybody. Public hearing. Call me Porter. Yes, Rob?
We got the flag.
Yes, we got the flag. We're going to stand up with the pledge of allegiance. And since Mr. Roberts is here two nights in a row, I'm going to let him lead us.
To the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Kindly stand up, moment of silence. Kindly take a seat. Kevin did a hell of a job.
Thank you, sir.
Maybe we can go to school board meetings instead then.
Oh, no.
Has anybody ever been to a school board meeting?
Yes.
They opened the meeting and then go into a 3-hour executive session on personnel.
See, you were good. You were good at town board. Have you been to the school district?
3 hours on personnel issues.
I have.
Not in a long time.
I have.
Has that many problems in schools?
It's on public access. You can watch it. It's really good if you're tired.
Our fire evacuation plan, if there's a fire.
Run like hell.
That's it.
There's a door right behind you. Okay, how about that? Everybody knows there's a door right behind you.
Silence your cell phones, please. We're going to take a roll call.
Oh, we're supposed to sign in?
Members of the public.
Vaughn, you going to sign in?
You want to call? You want me to call?
Roll.
Archer.
Here.
Bartels.
Here.
Collins. DeLon. Donaldson. Eckert. Fabiano. Jarantine.
Yep.
Green, Hayes, Hepner, Litz, Lopez, Mayo,
here.
Maloney James,
here.
Maloney Joseph, Kathy Nolan,
here.
Petit,
here.
Roberts,
yes.
Rodriguez,
present.
Ronk, Waro, Waltman.
Thank you. I'd like to call the meeting, call of the public hearing. Tonight's hearing is on the proposed 2019 Ulster County budget, proposed 2019-24 capital program. Looking around, we'll keep this meeting open for a few more minutes.
We have someone in the audience.
Yeah, we do.
Well, now that you mention it.
All right, Amber, what do you want to say? You're the one.
What?
I'll drive out there.
The snow plan is for Monday. Snow plan is to move the meeting to Monday if we have to cancel tomorrow.
I'm on the foundation.
Marble Town.
Where's Marble Town?
In Cottonville.
I don't know where it is.
I know where it is. Where's the town?
It's on Lucas.
Right. You know where you go out, Lucas, and you go right to go to the college? Go through the stop signs about another quarter mile on the left.
Yeah.
Now, before I come to the college, what road do you know that one?
Yeah, then make a left.
Make a left? Oh, okay, go that way. Okay, right.
Yeah.
Okay. Rich Carter going to be there?
Yes.
No.
Oh, all right.
No. They joined with Rosendale.
And you make a right.
They merged more than Rosendale.
That's where they put that bridge in, right?
Yeah.
Actually, it's not that far away, but it's not. That's not where. No, Lucas, it's on Lucas. I mean, as he just said, as opposed to that stop sign where the deli is, it's bridge. You know where the deli is? Like, when you need the stop sign before you get to the college, the deli is to the left.
And it's right the left?
Make the left.
Yeah.
Oh.
If you were going to the college, right, you're only going through the stop sign, right, to keep on going.
Just coming up
Cottonville. It's now a four-way stop. Remember, it wasn't always. It used to be Lucas. You could just like fly through and stop right here. Well, now that's a four-way stop. And that stops.
That heads you right down to the High Falls, though.
Eventually, yeah.
Yeah.
Remember, Marble Town and Rosendale sit on the border of High Falls.
Between Cottonville and 213 the town.
Yeah.
Yep, yeah. Exactly.
Like,
when do you have to
literally Literally, the town line runs through the school.
I actually suggest
that surprises me. Your entrance, where you guys physically in Marbletown, as opposed to being physically in Rosendale, because then you would actually still be in compliance. Your town hall is then still technically in Marbletown.
Jake's auto body is over on the corner.
By virtue of the building.
The office, not the door. You just make a write up that.
I just made a suggestion, just like, pop out a door, and all of a sudden, boom. You're technically in Marbletown, right? So it's like.
Started my snow blower.
That's what we did, check the snow blower.
Yes.
Yeah.
But it's like one of these bizarre things where more of the schools in Rosendale than in Marbletown, but there's still that about third in Marbletown. So. Anyway, I didn't know why I went down that road. But anyway, more importantly,
I'm good. And what did they do in here? What's all the construction going on? It's hard to see in the dark.
They're doing a lot of roads, okay? It's all over. There's construction happening all over.
They're just paving.
Just paving.
Just paving.
Well, it depends on which portion are we talking about.
Well, I was on 299 and all like that.
What it take to change?
Yeah, that's the trail there.
And friends like called me. I said, okay, I bought you in the chart here.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
It says that you have to go to public meetings. Does it say it has to be on a... but it doesn't say that it has to be on a date that nothing else is happening.
All together. But I mean, you have to have it.
But we also where the slipway is sort of like the problem in my mind in terms of just where we, because I know it's not perfect, it's okay, I'm not asking for perfect, it's more about the whole my concern of just like, because of where that turn is, people just make that turn with like just, as if, you know, it's not even a yield, they just go right through it.
But it's also a means of having a dialogue.
Right, so I think...
And we still have to go and address, because like where that bike lane is on Huntington and Du Bois, like part of what the town is sort of having to, or what they want to kind of envision is that they can actually go and go further out. But and it, apparently, I guess they just got, or they may have gotten an award for parts of that, but they got to be the local match. So that's going to be a whole. Anyway, that's not really it.
Taxes below the tax cap.
That's
what?
I didn't talk to
that. That's what Tracy did.
You know what they did on there?
Yeah.
Well, I got all my
groceries. As did I. I got all my groceries.
Mine are still in the back of the car. I came right from the grocery shop.
How long did you take the grocery shop?
Well, I know this.
You could have just gone to New Falls. You could have gotten tops after this.
I don't like that.
No. Oh, you know what?
I know what? Yes.
Go be she. You know what?
And they go to Anna's. I have a whole big
tea. Some of everybody's in the salad.
And I saw Gloria. Yes.
Did you take your picture?
Did she have the parents? No. I knew her. I couldn't replace the woman, but I recognized her face, and then she came up to me. I was at the checkout. It's my mother.
No, he's doing the same thing, I thought. Just like...
Right now.
I was thinking about Fitbit. I was thinking about...
Saturday, in the city, was 12,000 seconds. What are you going to put in the minutes?
The minutes? Yes, every single one of them.
Yeah, put down everything that we just went and said. Yeah, there you go. Yeah. I want a verbatim, you know, transcript of this meeting.
Danny.
We want to know that she goes to Mother Earth for her groceries. Roberts wants a Spar Bar.
You do? You go to Mother Earth?
For all 20 of those.
Mother Earth and Adams. I love Adams. That's like our store. We will ship at the Adams.
I'll drive all the way from, but it's easy when you're in the
city.
I went after the Laws and Women's meeting.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah, no, she had to leave. It was like a whole thing.
And now they have.
Who's like a Lowe's expert? Like, what's in the store? Do you think they would have a tension rod, a shower tension rod?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, well, mine just kind of like broke. I don't think they break, but in my house, everything breaks.
You can't pull on it. You could have a shower.
No, it was laying on the ground when I got home today. It lost its.
Does this happen at Jenny's Gardens a lot?
Actually, it might even have three or four of them.
Rich may have you covered. I don't know.
I have three or four of them down in one of the places.
No, I need brown, though.
Need a
but I don't want to go into Lowe's if they don't have it. That's the worst.
They'll definitely have it.
I said, can we be done? Because I got to go to 7 o'clock to have a board meeting.
Vaughn, what do you guys? What time?
I did look at the.
I said 6:12.
6:12.
All right, 6:12.
All right.
All right.
Want to wait till 6:15?
No, 6:12. All right.
Yeah. Jim Malone, no, not Jim Malone. He did it for 2 minutes.
Because he's made it.
Saying that.
Oh,
call to adjourn the public hearing.
I so moved.
Second.
I object.
All in favor, say aye. Our next meeting is tomorrow evening at Thursday, November 15th at Marble Town Town Hall.
Where is it?
6 p.m. Marble Town.
Lucas Avenue.
Lucas
Avenue. Where you got the ticket?
All right.